What's going on, guys? I'm Alex. Welcome to another episode of the BSR Show. We are the Black Series Rebels. With me, as always, is my boy, Stephen Ellis.
Hey, Alex, what's happening? Bring in the next guy that I can't wait to join us.
You know, man, here's the thing about our next host, right? You love him, but every time you go over to his house, he wants to have these long conversations, and you're just trying to get what you need and get out, man. And that's just your standard dealer, man. You know we've got Cisco Kid. Not actually a dealer.
And I don't want to leave. I don't want to leave when I hang out with him.
The opposite. I'm like, I'm always trying to just be like, all right, are we done? I'll talk to you later. All right, yeah, cool. Yeah, good seeing you.
Cisco. All right, peace. I got to tell you, buddy, last week you were talking about how, you know, it's been a long time. And you know, you had two options, and it was this and it's that, and we were talking about how that shit can be delivered to your house with Postmates and whatnot. I gotta tell you, the biggest game changer of them all with weed these days, you don't have to hang out with the fucking weed dealer anymore. You don't have to fucking wait. You don't have to play phone tag. You just get it, you get done, and you're out. It's great. Anyway, Cisco, how are you, bud?
I'm good, man. I actually really liked my weed dealer back in the day. I'm not gonna say who my weed dealer was, but it was somebody who I had a very close relationship with, and so my weed dealer was a good person to be around, and I'd kick it for as long as I could, play video games, smoke, and then, you know, be on my way when the time was up. But there was always a good time to be had at the hookups. I think now it's a different time. Now, you know, we got kiddos, and you know, now it's time to partake when they're asleep, and that would be the move, I think, for me. I had a neighbor actually who doesn't live here anymore, but a neighbor who I didn't know actually smoked weed for the longest time, and one night I happened to walk out maybe it was like to take out the trash or I don't know what. And I was like, God damn, it smells like weed out here. Like heavy. I was like, who is smoking weed? And the next day I was talking to my neighbor, and he was like, oh yeah, that was me, bro. I was like, oh shit. Okay. He's like, yeah. You know, after the kids go to sleep, I just kind of get out in the backyard, our little back patio, and, you know, smoke a little, and then I'm good to go.
I've got a buddy of mine who I won't say his name on the show, but he's a buddy of mine from improvisation. Oh, you know who it is, man? It's the same. It's the Paul Blart guy. You want to watch Paul Blart? You want to watch Paul Blart? He's got two kids, and if he ever comes over to my backyard, almost within because his wife is vegan and his kids are vegan and he's not vegan, but like the moment he comes over to my house, he requests pizza with meat, Chipotle with meat, and weed. It's like instantly like, hey man, you got any weed? And also, you have any meat? And you're like, yeah, man, I can order you a pizza.
Awesome.
He's like, woo, thank you. And like sits in the backyard and just waits for his delicious treats to arrive.
That's great, man.
It's like, oh man. So this is our last 420 episode. Mm-hmm. I just have to put this out there. You guys, our listeners are great. Not a single person was like, man, fuck this. Fuck this theme this month and dipped out. Now, because of that, you guys are going to be very excited when you find out what our theme is next month. We're not going to say what it is on this episode, but I can tell you, it's definitely, if you're patient enough to sit through us talking about Seth Rogen's new weed company, you are going to be blessed in the next month when you find out what we have in store for you. It's not Star Wars, but it, you know, it's a bit of a gold standard. So with that being said, hey Steve.
Yeah, Alex.
Bro, what's going on this week in Stoner News, bro?
She was living in a single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male, and the other two, well, the other two were females. God only knows what they were up to in there. And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all four of them habitually smoke marijuana cigarettes. Reefers.
Oh my God! Are we gonna have to hear Alex's take on Sublime again?
No, we're not.
No. Listen. I know that my take on Sublime is hard for Southern California natives to take in. I get it, But you got to understand, growing up, hearing Sublime every other song on the radio.
This is the funny thing, is that without getting into it, like, your take isn't wrong.
Not at all.
I don't disagree with your take. I can't entertain any Sublime slander.
There was a time a couple years ago where I had to pick Alex up for something, and I had like not a very common Sublime record on, just playing low, not even thinking about it. And Alex gets in the car and he goes, "Sublime, huh?" And I'm like, "Shit."
He did us both like that when we were getting ready to go to Decon.
Yeah. I was like, "Sublime, huh?" Like, it's like, you guys, you know what? I am like a truffle pig. I sniff out Sublime.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, you like Sublime?
Was it like Rivers of Babylon or something? Like, that's the one that, like,
it tells me everything I need to know about someone when they listen to Sublime. It's like, I'm sure people, listen, I'm not in any way the fucking arbiter a fucking good taste when it comes to the music.
I'll give you a perfect parallel. It's like, we can criticize In-N-Out, like, you know, and be like, yeah, In-N-Out's not like the best burger in the world, right? Like, mm-hmm. I can admit that, but I will not stand for anybody trying to tell me that In-N-Out is trash. You know,
yes, what I'm saying? Like, 100%. 100%. It's this. You know what it is, man? It's a little like, people from California are allowed to rip on California staples, but if anybody else does, you're like, nah, man, you're gonna have to stop. You're gonna have to stop doing that.
Right.
I listen. While we're on the subject of In-N-Out Burger, I know we've hit this a lot on this show. It is not trash. First of all, you got to eat the fries first. It's the rule. The moment you get the fries, you eat them while they're hot and crispy. You get them well done, they're good. The cheese fries, I understand. It's kind of an abomination to cheese fries. Okay, I get it. Like, it's just it's a melted piece of cheese on the fries. I understand it. But to insult that burger is to insult the Lord himself.
Yeah,
that burger is delicious. It is by far the best fast food burger. And if you come at me and you whisper Whataburger in my ear, I'm going to tell you, the one and only time I had Whataburger, I literally shit my brains out like 3 hours later. That's all I'm going to say. So Whataburger gave me diarrhea, and that's what it is. Steve, what's going on this week in Stoner News, my friend?
Guys, have you ever stayed in an Airbnb? Have you ever stayed in an Airbnb?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever stayed in a VRBO?
Yeah.
No.
Would you be down to stay in a bed and breakfast?
Sure. Why not?
Sure. What's up? I mean, I think I can put together.
Basically, it's if you go to bedandbreakfast.com.
Okay.
This is not a sponsor, by the way. I wish it was. It's basically.
Are they all in Santa Cruz is my question.
No, they're not. They're all over the world. they're basically Airbnb and VRBO, but where they encourage you to smoke weed in their homes. And some of these homes, like a lot of Airbnbs do, like, they go for the full-blown experience.
Like, you get in there and it's just like,
oh,
blacklight posters.
Sure, I'm sure there's just as cheesy as that as there is like super pricey places that think of all the accoutrement.
Mm-hmm. Yo, I'll tell you a story. So Stacy and I did a Airbnb in Temecula. It was like early in our relationship. We were probably celebrating an anniversary or something, and we decided to do like a weekend in Temecula. And so she found an Airbnb, and basically it was sort of like this guy's condo, but the condo, the bedrooms were separated, and they had separate entrances. So we didn't have to see each other if we didn't want to. That was like, he left it up to us. It was like, you know, you can interact with me as much or as little as you want. And he was super cool, dude. Like, but the thing that I thought was awesome was, like, in the room, he had all of these like essential oils spread out for you and directions on how to use it, right? He's like, this is like a lavender one. You know, you put it on the bottom of your feet before you go to bed. You'll have a really calm sleep. And I was like, I had never heard of the essential oils or lavender oil or anything like that before. And he's like, oh yeah, we're doing this. So we did all of it. You know what I mean? Did the whole deal. And it was awesome. And like, I could just picture now that dude running a bed and breakfast in his little condo.
Cisco, is that where you fell in love with incense?
No, man, I fell in love with incense in college, bro. Nag Champa all day. Nag Champa with my Bob Marley poster. Do you remember those posters that they made that were like, they were like on like a silk sheet?
Oh, yeah.
And it was hung by like a bamboo pole. I had totally. Fucking, I had a Bob Marley one. I had a Scarface one that I bought on campus.
And a Reservoir like Dogs bucks. One.
Yep. Yep, yep. With my Nag Champa.
Listening to Sublime.
Yep. It was all the same vendor too. He had, you know, one big table and it had incense. It had fucking the little like knit caps for your hair. I had really long hair in college. Knit caps for my hair that were like the Bob Marley style that I could put all my hair in. Yep.
I don't cry when my dog runs away. I don't get angry at the bills I have to pay. I don't get angry when my mom smokes pot. Hits the bottle, then goes back to the rock.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my
You're
God. Not planned. I got it. Hold on. Let me do this.
Early in the morning. Rising to the street. Light me up that cigarette. Now strap shoes on my feet.
Got to find the reason why
my money's all gone. I got a Dalmatian. I can still get high. I can play the guitar like a motherfucking ride.
And a guitar.
Listen, I'm not above it. I'm not above it. Like, let's be real here. You know, like, if I fucking see a guitar on the ground, I'm going to pick it up and play it. Like, if I see a bottle of Coca-Cola, I'm going to open it up and drink it. If you fucking play Sublime, I'm going to get loose with it, dude.
Yes.
As you should. You a crazy fool.
Dudes, this is the perfect way to end 420 news is to have it be fully disjointed stream of conscious.
But on task. We're watching the clock.
Yeah, we're on task. You know what? This is the truth. I haven't been blazed once during this, which seems like blasphemy, but I mean, I could.
You should.
Yeah, I guess you could. Why not?
I don't have a lighter, though.
Kevin Smith does it while he's doing his podcast. He doesn't care.
Didn't Elon Musk do it and his stock plummeted like a bajillion dollars?
Yeah, but then he started hyping that Dogecoin and it shot up.
Dude, stop. I don't know what that is. I don't care.
You want to talk about some NFTs tonight?
Hell no. Okay. What else is going on this week in Stoner News?
Well, it looks like, hold on here, I'm pulling it up here. It looks like a Michigan GOP lawmaker wants to create a marijuana blood level limit for drivers. Get with it, man.
I don't even know how you would.
He wants
test
the
that.
Measure
introduced.
The measure introduced Wednesday by Rep. Pamela Hornberger of Chesterfield Township is a controversial move that contradicts the recommendations of the state commission. Basically, what she would like to do is figure out a way to specify how much of the intoxicating chemical contained in marijuana can be in someone's blood in order for that person to be deemed a dangerous driver. Listen, if you're smoking a bowl, don't drive.
Yeah.
Number one, that's just don't drive. But like Pamela, come on, man. Why you gotta be a buzzkill?
Here's the thing. Like, one, I wouldn't even want to drive stoned. That wouldn't be pleasant at all. Like, you would be like this, like your eyes would be like huge. You're like, am I going straight, man? Like, nah, dude, that would just make you so paranoid. Like,
don't drive drunk, don't drive high, but also that would totally kill your high.
Nah, man, listen, first of all, here's what needs to happen. Her name's Pamela.
Yeah, Pamela.
Listen, Pamela, you need to come over. We need to bust out a little bit of the good, and then we'll watch Kill Bill. And trust me, you won't be worried about driving because you're going to be eating prime pizza, watching Kill Bill, and you're going to be like, oh my gosh, 4 hours of my life just went away, but I feel great.
Pamela's too busy being hopped up on Percocets and, you know, oxycodone.
Yeah.
She's hydrochloroquine.
Yeah, she drinks a bottle of wine every night before she goes to bed. She's worried about people smoking weed.
You know, she's hitting them Q message boards. She's good.
Yeah.
That's really all I got this week in the weed portion of the news. You know what would have been great if I had a lot of weed and smoked it and didn't have responsibilities and watched? That would have been the Oscars on last Sunday.
Hey, I have a thing that this isn't really news, and we didn't get into like what we did this week, but I watched two movies that would have probably been good to watch high.
What'd you watch?
Oh, hit us with them.
I guess I didn't tell you guys that I was doing the Titans, the monster movies, marathon. So I watched Godzilla. I watched Skull Island.
Of the new movies.
That was okay. Before of the new movies. And then I watched Godzilla King of Monsters just the other night. And then last night I watched Godzilla versus Kong. And I got to say, I actually really enjoyed Godzilla versus Kong.
Really?
Did you?
I did.
Hit me with why. Hit me with why.
Well, I didn't really like Godzilla King of Monsters. I was kind of like, whatever about that one. All of the Godzilla stuff was pretty cool, but I think because I like Kong so much. And,
that's true. Kong is great in like Godzilla versus Kong. Kong is for sure the standout.
So good. And then the little girl is really cute and awesome, and the way she communicates with Kong I really liked.
She's also kind of got Alana vibes. The little
she does
girl.
Remind me of Alana. A little
she just kind of got the vibe. She doesn't look like her, but she's got the vibes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, very sensitive in that way. And then I also really enjoyed the Hollow Earth stuff, like being able to actually see it and like and what that you know, imagining what that was going to be and then seeing it in realize. I thought was pretty cool. And then watching Godzilla and Kong like be buddies and team up at the end, I thought it was a lot of fun. If I had to rank them, it would go Kong Skull Island,
yes,
Godzilla Kong versus Kong, Godzilla, and then Godzilla King of Monsters.
Mine would go Kong Skull Island, Godzilla, Godzilla versus Kong, Godzilla King of the Monsters.
Yeah.
That'd be mine. For me, I could not get over, like, I couldn't get over the fucking the B storyline, dude, with Millie Bobby Brown and the kid from Hunt for the Wilder People.
Yeah.
I couldn't get over them like how are these kids just sure. like going from a hidden fortress to hidden fortress?
It's 11, dude. Paperboy.
Paperboy. What's his name? Brian
Tyree Henry. Williams?
Henry. Brian Tyree Henry. Which, by the way,
he was funny. I actually liked him.
They're filming Atlanta season 3 right now, right?
I think they announced
that they just started.
No, they've been filming for a couple of weeks. Yeah.
I can't wait for that. What else, Cisco? You said you watched a couple movies that would be better.
It was those two. It was two. Godzilla King of Monsters and Godzilla versus Kong.
So I will chime in with the movie I watched. I watched Mortal Kombat.
So did nice. I was just going to ask about that.
Did you watch Mortal Kombat, Cisco?
I haven't watched it yet.
Okay, so we won't talk specifics. Don't want to spoil it. Okay. Spoiler alert, there's fighting.
Yep.
there's a lot of mortals. Sure. There's a lot of mortals in combat.
There's also a lot of story.
Here's what I say. That movie, for sure, if you were zooted out of your mind, would be rad. Like that's totally like what that movie for me while I was watching was like, this isn't in given my certain, my current, like the stress of my current living situation. Like that was not the way to watch that movie. You have to be like on a big screen or B like at home, just like super, just like stretched out loving life. But I'm excited to hear what you think of it, Cisco. Cause I didn't think it was, I didn't not enjoy it. Like I liked it. I think it's like the first Mortal Kombat movie, right? It's like that movie's great. It's not good, but it's great. If you know what I mean.
Yeah. I think that's kind of what I was expecting just from watching the trailer. I was just like, you know, if it's, I kind of just expect it to be a roller coaster. And that's kind of how I went into these movies, all of them, where I was like, I knew that all the human stuff was going to be terrible, pretty much, with the exception of Kong Skull Island, which I think they actually balanced it out pretty well, all of the human stuff with the monster stuff. But the other three movies, all of the human stuff is pretty bad. Like, it's pretty mediocre to bad. And so I kind of knew that was going to be the case. And so I just wanted to have like a good time watching the fighting. And I did. So I think that's probably why I enjoyed it as much as I did.
Totally. My the guy that does all of the music for all my pieces that I direct gets eaten by King Kong in Kong Skull Island.
Yes.
Yeah. He's in it. He's the helicopter pilot.
Oh, nice. Oh,
nice.
There's like, Funk.
Oh,
Funk,
yeah, it is Funk. Yeah.
Yeah, and Kong knocks him out of the helicopter and eats him or something happens. He gets blown up by Kong. I was like, oh, man, right when it happened, I text him, bro, you got fucking killed by King Kong. That's awesome.
I liked that movie a lot.
Oh, I do, man, too. It's really good. I think just Kong is so good, you know? Like, I like Godzilla, and I like the debate of, like, who would win, Kong versus Godzilla. And then, like, I think if it was, and I do like think, like, in pure power, Godzilla is like just way more powerful than Kong, but Kong is like smart. You know what I mean? He's like almost human level intelligence, and Godzilla is just a big lizard.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
nuclear power lizard.
Yeah. Well, Godzilla is kind of like intentionally emotionless, right?
Right.
He's this like thing that's like, you don't really know his intentions. Is he good? Is he bad? What is it he's trying to do?
Yeah.
And then usually by the end, you realize, oh, it's like he's trying to do something to protect Earth. But
this is my question about this movie. And maybe you guys know this because I couldn't quite figure it out. But when Godzilla was attacking the cities, I know that it was because of the Mechagodzilla being built. But then there was also this, like, his eyes would always be glowing blue the entire time. And I was like, are they like semi-control, like messing with him to like get him to rage out, you know, to like go see red basically and just kind of go crazy and disregard the human lives? Cause like, he never really attacked the cities in the other two movies. He never attacked the humans. It was always like in defense of the humans from the other monsters. He wasn't like recklessly fucking up the humans like he was in this movie.
I don't know. I think it was implied that like, because humanity was doing like, was trying to meddle in that sort of like Titan level affair, that he was like, knock it off. Like, I'm going to, until you stop doing that, I'm going to behave as if you're trying to create some kind of alpha Titan that'll beat me. You know, the only thing about that movie that in my mind, and Cisco, you'll laugh because you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. There's one moment of that movie that was unforgivably dumb. Okay. And that was when King Kong pulled the Martin Riggs.
Oh, I love that.
No, man.
No, you know why? Because I knew it was a nod to Lethal Weapon. You know what I mean? So it was like an intentional nod to Lethal Weapon. So like it didn't bother me. Like I thought that it was actually kind of like a cool nod. You know, like I think that, you know, a lot of movies do that where they do like an intentional nod to whatever. And that was so clearly an intentional nod to Martin Riggs that I was like, I didn't think it was that dumb. There was dumber things that happened in that movie that I'm like, oh God, that's just dumb.
Yeah, there's definitely some stuff you're like, oh man. But I'm glad you enjoyed it though, Cisco. And I'm excited to hear what you think of Mortal Kombat. Anything
I'll
else going on?
Watch that. Yeah.
Well, I was just going to say it did pretty good apparently for HBO Max. It looks like it did better than Godzilla versus Kong.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because that did well, didn't it?
Yeah. Am I wrong? Like, I feel like the numbers have just been like steadily going up on the movies. Like, you know, Wonder Woman 84 and then,
yeah, I think so.
Zack Snyder's Justice League was big, and then
I have to look at the numbers on that one.
I think they released. I saw an article that I think released numbers. I didn't look at it, but it feels like the numbers just keep kind of like increasing for the different things that they're doing, or at least being pretty good, which is good. I mean, come on, keep doing more HBO Max stuff.
Oh, I got a thing. I got some stoner news.
What's that?
So I obviously won't be able to go because I'm not going to have my second shot in time, but Scott Pilgrim tomorrow opens in AMC Dolby Theaters. This is what a real one I am. I'm going to pat myself on the back. I have a ticket just to support the movie theater. I bought a ticket, but I'm not going. Just to be like, nah, man, I'm going to start like if they put out something like that, that movie they're putting it out in an attempt to get people back at the theater. Cause that's such a beloved movie and it hasn't played in theaters in 10 years and nobody saw it in theaters except for people like me that were obsessed with the comic book. Yeah. Did you see it, Steve?
It was one of the things that Stacey and I went to go see together early on in our relationship.
I know it was an absolute box office disaster, that movie. I think its first weekend it made $40 million or something like that. And they were just like, whoa, they were not expecting that. It wasn't until people like us, Cisco, that saw it kind of like told everybody, you should really watch Scott Pilgrim. It's really, really good. And then
did it go up against something big?
Like no, but it came out in the end of summer. And I actually just watched an interview with Edgar Wright on Collider. He just did an interview about Scott Pilgrim on Collider and he talked about it. And kind of the prevailing theory is that the marketing wasn't great. That seems to kind of be the prevailing theory. He said like,
what a tough movie to market to though, you know,
but here's the thing that blew my mind. And this is why I wanted to bring this up. This is what Edgar Wright was saying. He's like, imagine if that movie didn't come out 10 years ago and it was coming out today for the first time. And the poster said, Michael Cera, Chris Evans, Brie Larson, Aubrey Plaza, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, Kieran Culkin. Like, are you fucking Jason Anna Swartzman, Kendrick? Anna Kendrick.
Aubrey
Plaza. Are you fucking kidding me with that cast? And then on top of all that, Beck. Like the music alone. People are like, what is this?
Did you mention Jason Swartzman too?
Yeah, Jason Swartzman. Like that. Oh, and Brandon Roth.
Yep.
Yeah.
Brandon Roth is in it too. Like, I mean, wild, right? To think if that movie came out just right now and that played on the posters, people would be going ballistic to see that movie with what all those stars became. There are how many people are in Marvel movies from that now?
Oh.
Two for sure. Brie Larson and Chris Evans are literally.
Yeah, and then like Brandon Routh is still floating around in the DC universe.
Yes, yep. So, I mean, it's pretty insane.
That's crazy.
So I'm bummed that I'm not going to go tomorrow, but I told myself I was very firm, stern with myself, which is I'm not going to go back to a regular movie theater until I get my second shot. I want to be respectful of what that second shot is supposed to mean and then like go out into the world and enjoy movies. So I guess the first movie I see will probably be, there's one coming out that like in the next like 2 weeks or so that I was like, oh, it'll probably be that movie. I'd have to go look at what it is, but there's some good stuff on the way. We're getting there. Getting there.
Let's see what else we got. Well, get ready. I'm curious to see what Black Widow is going to do. We're getting closer to that. We'll all be fully vaxxed. Do you think you'll be seeing that in a movie theater?
I'm planning on it.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Black Widow. 100%.
Yeah. Stacey and I are both planning on seeing that. And, Suicide Squad in the theaters.
Suicide Squad looks really good.
I'm planning on, I'm looking right now at Collider's list. Let's see when this was posted. April 5th. So this is pretty up to date. So May 5th is my second shot. And then I've got 2 weeks after that. So basically let's go to May. May 7th, The Wrath of Men. I don't know what that is. Those Who Wish Me Dead, Spiral, Cruella. Oh, this is what it was. A Quiet Place 2. On May 28th, that'll probably be the first movie that I see in theater. And then June, we have The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It. I won't see that. I'll probably watch that at home. In the Heights, June 11th, without question. I'll be there for that.
Did you watch the trailer during the Oscars?
I actually did not watch the Oscars. What was I doing? I was busy. Anything. I was busy. Anything other than the Oscars. Yeah. Although I love the Oscars. June 25th, Fast 9. Wednesday, June 30th, we've got Zola. I don't know what that is. July 2nd, we've got Peter Rabbit 2, not going to happen. The Tomorrow War with Sam Richardson, and Chris Pratt, but that's Amazon Prime only. July 9th, Black Widow. Boom, mm-hmm. For sure. July 16th, Space Jam, A New Legacy, for sure.
Talk about a movie to get high for.
Oh, I'm going to get ripped for Space Jam, A New Legacy. Escape Room 2, don't know, Snake Eyes, G.I. Joe Origins. That's not real.
No, it's real. It's real. Oh. It's starring, I think, the dude from Crazy Rich Asians and that movie, your new favorite Christmas movie.
Amelia Clark one?
I gave you
is
that the Amelia Clark one?
Yeah.
The one that's literally the lyrics?
Yeah, I think it's Henry Golding, I think his name is.
Oh, yeah, Henry Golding. He's in The Gentlemen, right?
Yes.
Oh, he's awesome in The Gentlemen.
Yeah, he is.
We've got on July.
Alex, have you seen The Gentlemen?
I actually haven't. That's the Guy Ritchie movie, right?
Fuck, it's so good.
I enjoyed
good.
It. Hugh Grant's really good. I enjoyed it.
I gotta watch it.
They're all really good. My favorite, hands down, was Colin Farrell, though. Colin Farrell is nuts, and he's so funny. I like
Guy Ritchie a lot. I really like Guy Ritchie movies.
I like Guy Ritchie when he's doing this.
Yes, when he's doing. That's what I mean by Guy Ritchie movies.
Yeah. Lock, Stock, Snatch, obviously.
Totally.
Gentlemen is very much in that same.
Yeah, it is Henry Golding.
Mark your calendars for this one. July 30th, we've got Jungle Cruise and The Green Knight.
Oh, The Green Knight looks good.
Yeah,
for sure.
That was just about coming out when everything went to shit.
Yeah.
August.
You know who's been posting like crazy about The Green Knight is our boy Dilly P.
Oh, Dilly
He's like stoked about The Green Knight.
It must be, honestly, dude, it must be pretty fucking good if they held it all the way to this year. They must have real faith in that movie. August 6th, Cisco, mark your calendar, Suicide Squad.
Mm-hmm.
August 13th, we've got Free Guy. I don't know what that is. Coda.
Free Guy is Bios. The Ryan Reynolds. Where he's like the video game.
Oh,
guy.
Yeah. Honestly, man, I'll probably fucking see it.
Wreck-It Ralph.
at this point, I'll see it. At this point, I'm like, I'm seeing all everything, of it, baby.
Every weekend.
Paw Patrol the movie, fucking sign me up. and then August 27th, we've got Candyman. So we'll have to bring Wynn Rosenfeld on around that time to talk about Candyman.
When is that again?
It's Mahershala August 27th. Ali, right?
No,
it's the guy who played Dr. Manhattan in Watchmen.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah. He's great.
And then I'm very excited about this. Friday, August 27th, The Beatles Get Back comes out. The re-edited documentary that they shot in the 60s about making the White Album that never came out.
Peter Jackson, right?
Yeah, basically it was like a documentary about them breaking up. And they never released it. And then Peter Jackson kind of went in and apparently has kind of reframed the whole narrative as being less about the negative moments and more about these like just kind of like fly in the wall of the Beatles being the Beatles. And I'm like, oh, for sure. Fuck it. We're going right into September because it's high news, baby. Stoner news. We've got Shang-Chi September 3rd.
Yeah.
One dude, honestly, I know you've got your crew that you go with, Cisco, but we should choose one of these Marvel movies for the three of us to go.
I'm not gonna lie, we might be able to do all of them because I think Tracy might still be like not into the idea of going to a theater, so we might might be able to make that happen.
All right. And then we've got Venom, Let There Be Carnage.
I would only want to do it if you and I were going to go back to that Regal.
Yeah, go back to the Grove.
Yeah. Oh, it was the Grove. That's right. Yeah.
No, you know what it was the Americana.
I don't know.
Yeah, Americana's Regal.
Oh, we watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood that went over there by the old studio.
Yes, one by by the closet.
Yeah, that's right.
That was a Pacific Theaters.
And then this is where shit starts to get interesting. October 1st, Dune, for sure. Mm-hmm. Seeing Dune. October 8th. No Time to Die. 100% seeing that.
Yeah. When is that?
That is October. October 8th. So we're in October now. Speaking of Scott Pilgrim, October 27th, Last Night in Soho, as well as October 15th is Halloween Kills.
Now, do you think, are you, I know I've mentioned this to you at least, Alex. I have to wonder if some of these films are actually going to be able to benefit from like filmmakers getting to just edit
one
it and not be up against 100%. The release date. And I'm curious.
Some of these movies are going to be amazing when they're not up against a release date. I'm genuinely curious to see what the Marvel movies look like. Those are the movies that are under the most pressure to finish and be within and just be within their thing. Yeah. What happens when you give Shang-Chi an additional year of post-production? What happens to the special effects, dude?
Well, they got shut down during COVID and had to come back up.
Oh, okay. So then that's an even more interesting.
Because what the star of it caught COVID. And they shut
down. Black Widow for sure will benefit from the extra time.
Because
Suicide Squad, I think, also benefits from the extra time.
In terms of the Marvel point of it, though, wasn't Winter Soldier and whatnot and Wanda, wasn't Black Widow supposed to be a lead up to those?
And they were supposed to come out reversed. I think Falcon Winter Soldier was supposed to come out before WandaVision.
Gotcha.
If I'm not mistaken. And then, I do believe. Because I think Black Widow was supposed to come out at the end of last year. It was supposed to come out in like November, I think, right?
Oh, it's supposed to come out March.
Oh, summer.
Summer, dude. It was like June of 2020. It's had over a year and it's been pushed consistently every season. Okay, let's move into, so Last Night in Soho, that's one I'm like, I can't wait for. Like I see every Edgar Wright movie at 7. Like I'm really, I know I'm beating a real dead horse and I'm getting excited because I just realized I'm now 2 weeks away, 3 weeks away from being able to see movies in the theater again. And there's almost a movie every 2 weeks that I want to see. And that's really, really encouraging. We've got Jackass the same week as Last Night in Soho. I'll check that out for sure. That'll be funny. Then November. This is fucking wild.
Top
November 5th, Eternals.
Oh, yeah.
November, which, by the way, apparently, this movie is fucking incredible. Eternals. Dude,
really? Okay.
Apparently,
it was supposed to come out before Nomadland, but because of all of this, she was able to go finish Nomadland and get it out.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just really take in what the movie gods have blessed us with a year of nothing coming out. Right. November 5th, Eternals. November 11th, Ghostbusters. November 19th, Top Gun Maverick.
Yes.
November 24th. Could this end
up being like a classic, like 1982, 1985?
I'm telling you, dude, this could be a year where people are like, holy shit, four Marvel movies in 1 year.
Right.
Like, fucking think about that. That's fucking wild.
It's going to be like 99 all over again. There's going to be a book about 2021.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully, and this gets people into theaters. And say, like, people hopefully are going to get their vaccines and going to theaters because we got to save these. December 3rd, Nightmare Alley. I don't know what that is, but if it's December 3rd, it's probably pretty fucking good. December 10th, West Side Story. The trailer for that actually looks fantastic. Here we go. December 17th. I'm telling you right now, Cisco, Steve, you, the three of us are front row for this, not front row, but first showing, great seats, Spider-Man, No Way Home. Hopefully by that time, the Arclight has been saved and bought out and we're at the Arclight. So that's December 17th. December 22nd, The Matrix 4, for sure. The King's Man. And then an untitled Paul Thomas Anderson movie.
Is the King's Man is the sequel to the Kingsman trilogy?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, I think it might be a prequel.
I think it's a prequel. It's like the original. Right. The original. And,
for your earlier thing, Nightmare.
Call it for this back.
Yes, Nightmare Alley is Guillermo del Toro, Bradley Cooper, Rooney Mara. It was the role that DiCaprio was originally like not too far away from filming, and then handed it over to Mr. Cooper.
So, like, let's like I know we're on task, so we'll keep this brief. But hearing that list, realistically, by that point, by the time A Quiet Place 2 comes out, we will be fully vaxxed as a squad. Now, I'm the only one here that doesn't have children, so it's a little easier for me to just kind of like pop out at 9 and go see a movie in the theater. Realistically, how often do you think you boys are going to try to sneak over to the theater?
I mean, to be honest with you, man, it was hard for me the pre-pandemic, because I was into like our first sort of year and a half with having Harper. And so I had to be very selective of what I got to see in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of the same for me, but I might, you know, have some wiggle room working from home, so that might change a little bit.
Right.
But yeah, as it stands right now, it's kind of like I have to be a little choosy about it, but there are some that are definitely like on the list of like, these are must-sees.
Right. Like, it's crazy to me because one of the things, and I think when we first started the quarantine stream, when we were talking about movies going straight to streaming because of the predicament, part of the reason I was so excited about that was because for the year leading up before that, I had to really pick and choose and coordinate when I would go to the movies. You know, usually it was like a night after us recording would make like really easy, but you know me, I'm not one to stay awake, but so by having them in my house, it was just like, this is amazing for me right now, because I'm not missing a thing. I'll pay the $20 or $29.99, and you know,
how many episodes did we skip because the three of us saw a movie instead and didn't want to tell anybody? So we'd be like, we're gonna go see a movie.
Wait, are you saying how many did we meet up to go record and then say screw it and go see a movie, or what do you say?
I mean, there was a couple weeks. There was at least 4 or 5 times where the three of us would be like, nah, fuck it, I'm going to see a flick. And we would all three of us be like, nah, just fucking go see movies. And then you'd be like, well, the wives already think we're going to see them. We're working, so I guess we're going to go see a movie.
Once upon a time in Hollywood, Bad Boys.
Oh yeah, there's been a couple of good ones like that. Definitely. So I think we for sure saw a Star Wars movie like that.
What do you think, you guys, out of those lists and whatnot, what's the one movie that you're like, I'm hands down 100%, no matter what, I will be seeing that in a theater?
Suicide Squad and Top Gun for me.
Probably Eternals. If that movie, I haven't seen a trailer for it yet, but if it's, I mean, Nomadland was, I really, really loved Nomadland. Like Steve, I mean, obviously this is like saying, man, I just loved Filet Mignon. Like, it just won Best Picture. Like, obviously, you know, but that movie, what that movie had going for it more than anything was how beautiful it was. Mm-hmm. And anytime a Marvel movie kind of transcends the superhero genre, whether it be Guardians of the Galaxy, Thor Ragnarok, trying to think, I mean, even like Endgame to a certain point, like they kind of, or Black Panther, they kind of go past what's expected. Mm-hmm. You're in for a good time. And if it sounds like everything people are kind of saying about Eternals is that this is going to be a game changer for Marvel in terms of how strong it is and how what a good movie it is. So probably Eternals, but like Cisco too, it's tough to not say Top Gun. Just because knowing that that's... Let me put it this way. If Top Gun was still set for July, the answer would have been Top Gun.
Yeah.
But because it got pushed, not because I think it's bad, it just sort of, for me, was like, oh, but July 4th weekend, Top Gun. Like, dude, Tom Cruise would have saved movie theaters. Like, he would have... Right. It would have been Tom Cruise. Could you imagine Tom Cruise? It would have been fucking Top Gun, $700 million.
Yeah.
Domestic box office. Like, people would have lost their shit.
A movie that's probably, I mean, I hope has benefited from this time to like really in the edit.
Mm-hmm.
And hasn't just sat on the shelf waiting for its release.
Yeah, hopefully.
In regards to your Eternals thing, a little quick piece of news. Chloe Zhao did win Best Director, I think, and Best Best Picture this year.
Best Director and Best Picture.
I know I read a news piece a couple weeks ago regarding her and the fact that she actually shot a lot of her big demand was like shooting practically on location.
Yeah, and I didn't want to get into the nitty gritty of it, but that's why I'm so excited.
Same. No, that was what I was going to say, is that more came out today about it with Kevin Feige, where he talks about how they put together this whole pitch and went and shot, you know, these beautiful, beautiful sort of reel or pitch reel, right? And went to the Disney executives and were like, everything in that frame right there is real. It's not a CGI. And so it's a first for Marvel, and I'm excited to see what happens there.
It's a smart move, right? Because everything I've read, the logic is the movie is so ethereal and fantastical that they needed to ground it in some kind of reality that's like tangible,
right,
to human audiences. And it's why Star Wars, when it's practical, feels better. This movie now is going to have a little bit of that. Cause don't get me wrong, I love fucking Guardians of the Galaxy. I love Thor Ragnarok, but Guardians of the Galaxy is a digital painting around for most of those movies. There's very little practical effects in a Guardians of the Galaxy movie. So it'll be nice to see this like sort of like auteur. I think I've even heard the phrase 2001 A Space Odyssey thrown out quite a few times when talking about this movie in terms of how many practical effects were being used to achieve their vision. So I'm very, very excited about Eternals for sure.
Yeah. Nice. If I had to say one, I'm definitely oddly, and you guys said already for Top Gun, I'm oddly excited for that. I'm excited for Bond. I don't know why.
Oh, for sure.
I'm just in the mood for like a Bond movie right now. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. I agree. Who isn't? Bond's like Sublime, dude. It's always there. It might be, there might be a lot of Bonds. You might not like all the Bonds, but every once in a while,
what,
you fucking
Alex,
catch your Bond.
Alex, roll with me. You are the lead singer of Sublime. You've just been hired to write the theme song for Bond.
Yeah. What's the title?
What's the title of the movie? You're going to do No Time to Die.
And, No Time to Die?
Yeah, and you got to remember, Jack White's done it. I think Alicia Keys, Adele, many famous people. Paul McCartney, go. No. How's it go? How's the Sublime go?
The Sublime James Bond song for No Time to Die. It's got like that like ska thing at the beginning. And then it goes, time to die. He's got like kind of like a cool rhythm to it. And then, no joke, dude, it slows down and it brings in a familiar drum beat. And people are like, what? Are they just playing the Sublime song that everybody loves? And you know, right then and there, what I got. It just starts playing in the middle of the Bond movie.
No, it doesn't.
Except it's No Time to Die instead of Love Is No Time to Die. I said, remember that.
It's no, no man, I don't time know to die.
Hey. Daniel Craig is looking through an ocean naked.
Early in the morning, rising to the street. Light me up a cigarette, and I'll stand shoes on my feet.
Got to find a reason. Yo, Cisco, where can the people find you at home?
Oh, well, they can find me at Cisco Kid with 2D 77 at the Instagram and Twitter.
Yo, Steve, where can the people find you at home?
You can find me on Twitter at Rex Manning, and look me up on Letterboxd, and don't smoke weed and drive, people.
Just play it out, bro. See you guys next time. We'll see you guys next year for Stoner News.
guys. I'm here at Pixar. I'm about to go in, start working on a collaboration project with Pixar. Just kidding, man. I don't play that soft little baby shit, man. That's Satan all day, man. Evil Satan stuff, heavy metal shit, man. I don't fuck around with that little baby shit.